Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:30 British Summer Time. Well, this has been an incredibly exciting day in here, with this news of the authorities here in the UK arresting some people because they were, well, allegedly trying to blow up airliners, particularly airliners going to the US. So that's caused quite a bit of hubbub in the media. And when I came in this morning, I could see that the markets had opened, were opening down, and had moved down very significantly, very quickly. The DAX in particular was down over 2%. But when I looked at the FTSE's been coming off for the last 3 or 4 days. It was down over 1%, I think nearly 2%. And I thought to myself, well, they've caught these people. It doesn't look like we're going to get any kind of the I'm sure that the security has gone up many fold at the airports, and the chances of us actually getting a terrorist strike, I think, are quite low, which means that this is probably only going to have passing significance to the equity markets in particular. That's why I bought the FTSE futures this morning. But there's a couple of other things that have had a pretty big effect, or that this news has had a pretty big effect on. One of them, notably, is oil. Oil has continued to weaken throughout the day. And it's currently down nearly $2 at 74.40. That's quite a strong move on the downside. Well, quite a weak move on the downside. Excuse me. But what it would really need to do is to close into the 60s to break the overall uptrend. And this is a notoriously choppy uptrend to begin with. So the reason that oil is down is because they think that there'll be less demand for jet fuel because people will not be flying as much. I think that's a rather spurious argument, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if we saw this rally back up in the next couple of days, provided, of course, we don't get any further action in that particular department. And of course, gasoline, which had been a little bit weaker over the last couple of days, is down in here as well today. It is approaching an area of potential support around the 200 mark. It's at 206.50 right now, which is down 10.70 on the day. But there's plenty of support there over the last 4 or 5 months around 200, so it could easily find support in that area. And this downward dynamic is almost too big in here today. The other big movers that we've seen in here today are in the currencies. The euro is currently down 83 points. That's at 127.79, and the pound is down over nearly a cent and a half in here as well at 189. So that looks like it's broken the uptrend in the pound, or at least it caused a pause there certainly. But the reason for this strength in the dollar is that you've got this retail sales report coming out tomorrow, and they reckon that retail sales were up quite a bit last month, which would indicate that inflation is still on the rage, or still quite a stalking horse, which means that the Fed may continue to raise rates, which supports the dollar. So it will be interesting to see what happens with that report tomorrow, but the reports are the rumors are that that's going to be a positive number. And the dollar has been quite weak of late. It's found a little bit of support above those June and July lows, and it wouldn't be at all surprising to see it move up a little bit more. Now, because you have this stronger dollar in here, and because it has been weak for the last couple of weeks, gosh, that's terrible English, excuse me. But you have had gold coming off in here quite sharply. It's down $14 on the future as we speak. It's at 641.50. On the spot, it's down 12.38 at 6.37, so that's not looking too smart of me buying that in there earlier on today. The other thing I bought was coffee that closed flat on the day at 14.50. It's on the September contract. I think that still looks like a breakout from the long from that year-long congestion area. Looking at a couple of the other commodities, the other metals have got hit reasonably hard in here as well. Copper is down 9.25. That's $2 off the low. It's at 361.75 right now. And lead is down 19. Lead has been looking quite positive over the last couple of weeks, but a little bit of a pause in there today, but just down 19 is no great shakes in there. The treasuries have steadied up as well. They're at 108.21 in here right now, so that's it's only down 3 points on the day. And there's not a lot to report really in the government bond markets in total. Now, obviously, the Asian markets were pretty much n almost closed before this terror news came out, so there wasn't really a whole pile to report. It was quite a quiet day in the Nikkei. I think it was only down 25 points. Hang Seng was down 124, so it gave up some of that tremendous gain that it had yesterday, which isn't that surprising. I think that was the reason that it got up so much yesterday is it was expecting, our investors were expecting surprising reports from China Telecom or China Mobile. I can't remember which one. But what we do have is that the Hang Seng approaching that 18,000 level, and it would need to close significantly lower than it is here to break that overall uptrend. I've got a couple of emails on the liquidity piece I posted yesterday, which I will tackle tomorrow, but that is a really rather difficult topic, and it takes considerably more time to handle than I have right in here today. But if there's anything else that I can help you out with, or anything at all that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to contact us. I must also extend my apologies to anyone who received that email that went out today. That was really only supposed to go to non-subscribers or pre-subscribers, as we like to call them. Just really down to a technical error, I'm afraid. But again, I'm sorry for that inconvenience, but thank you for your time.